Early Breakfast on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
23 minutes past five now. Joining you on the line is Rishab Thapar, who is Associate Director at H3S Africa, joining you to talk to you about the tourism industry within the Western Cape, where they've have unfortunately been dealt a very, very harsh blow by the significant coverage of day zero. But he joins today to give us a positive message. And that is, you know, yes, we've been dealt a very harsh blow, but if we market the city properly, the tourism industry could be booming again. Rishab, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Tabs. Good morning, Abs. Thanks for having me on the show.
Let's talk about, day zero. In my opinion, it was necessary to some extent. But how damaging has day zero been for Cape Town when it comes to the tourism industry?
I think when day zero was announced late last year, it was primarily the objective was to create awareness amongst its citizens of the severity of the drought. But unfortunately, the media around the world took it in a very different way. And there was pictures of parched land and a dried tree trunk standing along with the captions of day zero, which created a very negative connotation around the world. And hotels are a very local event sensitive industry. Every time there is a terrorist attack or an epidemic, hotels get hit the most. So I remember I was getting calls from people asking, are you moving out of Cape Town or how are you surviving without water? And we had to educate them that the situation is not that severe. We just have to be more resource-wise and ration our water resources.
Mm.
Yeah.
So the damage has already been done. What do we do from here? What happens from here when we talk short term, and what do we do when we talk long terms?
Yeah. So if you look at the short term, already for year to date 2018, occupancies of Cape Town hotels have dropped about 12 to 15%, and it's going to have a negative impact on the average rates as well. The concern is that we are yet to see the full impact because we are yet to hit the summer season time. And because of the nature of the travel industry, these itineraries get planned much in advance. And if we're not doing much to change the perception that Cape Town is in a better state than it was at the beginning of the year, that might be a challenge when we hit the summertime. Hotels might be suffering the most in those days.
For many of us, then, we're already looking towards summer and we're thinking to ourselves, surely this sector then has to recover, or Cape Town as a whole has to recover over the summer months. I mean, is it a sure thing as that, or is there maybe, are we still walking on shaky ground here?
I think we need to start marketing the destination again, that we are open to business and tourism. I think the perception, because there was such a big publicity around the world right from January to April about day zero, that impact is still with people. And negative publicity, unfortunately, travels faster than the positive one. And we need to start changing the perception that Cape Town is open for tourism. If you look at we also need to create that awareness within Cape Town, actually. A lot of people think that hotels consume a lot of water resources, but the fact of the matter is there are probably about 10,000 rooms in the organized space in Cape Town. If you take the guest houses and Airbnbs, you're looking at 25,000 rooms in a city with a population of 4 million. So the real impact of tourism on water resources is probably 0.5 percentage to 1 percentage point.
Rishab, I just want to confirm. So what you're saying is we've spent almost close to 500,000 rands pushing the agenda for day zero. So it's well documented. It's out there. Are you thus suggesting that we should, in fact, be working on another similar budget now to undo day zero, so to speak?
I think it's not, you don't have to spend the amount of money. It's the citizens that need to kind of reach out. I'm reaching out to all my friends and families who've deferred trips to South Africa and Cape Town and telling them the situation is not severe. I know at least four families who postponed their trips and chose other destinations. We need to start doing that at an individual level, and we also need to start doing it in terms of celebrating our success as being a resilient city coming back from a severe drought situation. So whether we do it in the form of publicity or posts, and I think word of mouth travels faster, and people need to understand that Cape Town is open for business and tourism.
Rishab, whew, I'm actually thinking about this now and thinking how much work we still have ahead of us, because a lot was done to actually push out this message of Day Zero. But just before we say goodbye to you, perhaps maybe a word, your parting words to the Cape Talk community on this issue.
Yeah, I mean, we've done a great job coming back as a city, and I think people relate to it. I saw a survey yesterday which said most people who visited Cape Town during the drought situation did have a positive experience. They were actually thrilled to see how much awareness we had created within the city. And if you look at major cities around the world, major countries that are traveling, China, USA, Australia, India, all have at one point of time faced some water crisis. And I think it's our job as Capetonians to start educating the rest of the world on this being a gradual shift in everyone's lifestyle, because we are all moving to a more resource-constrained world. Welcome people to Cape Town with open arms.
Rishab, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Certainly, we look forward to hearing from you, maybe as things improve. That is Rishab Thapar, who is Associate Director at HVS Africa.